I love this time of the year. I love riding through the countryside and seeing the homes that during the day look rather normal. And then at night and evening you go and here's this whole beautiful display of decorations and some of the most normal or bland places in the evenings can become a whole wonderland of lights and activities as they take place. I love to go to the store and down the aisles and smell the potpourri and the candles. I enjoy smelling the special things that people cook and prepare this time of the year with their special fragrances. I love listening to the Christmas carols and the songs, and if you come into my office during this time, you'll probably notice fragrances and songs that are being sung. I just love the carols. The Christmas songs. I love the excitement that I see on people's faces. Not everybody, I admit, is so excited. And I realize even sometimes excitement even could be frustration because you're trying to get to a shopping place or trying to get back from there or under some type of stress. But as I watch our world transformed and as I see the different places as they put up all types of decorations as we have done here, and I think about where all this started. What was the birthing of these things? Christmas. Christ Mass. So I think about myself. And the times have changed. When I had little ones at home and now they have little ones of their own. And I think about the message and the hope that as a father, a husband, a dad, what did I leave for them that hopefully today is giving direction for their life? Bill Blair tells a story in a sermon that he wrote in regard to this passage. He said that a young couple went to the adoption agency. They had been informed that they were to be there, that there was an infant child that would be awaiting them. They were so excited. They went with full expectation of what they were going to receive. It said, as they were sitting there in the office, they heard another person enter the building. And she was crying. She was sobbing. For it was her baby that she was giving up for adoption. They heard what they presumed was the transition. And then they heard that voice as it left the building. And sure enough, the door opened, and here was this infant child and a bag with some clothes that the mother had left and a letter that was left asking that when this child turned 18, if they would give him this letter. She assured them that there would be nothing in there that would give hint of a biological tracing. But it was something that she wanted this child to read. John the Baptist came to us much like that. John the Baptist's life was going to end in just a short time. A soldier's sword was going to silence him forever. And he leaves behind these words of instructions: repent. Make God's path straight. If you have two coats, share. If you are a soldier, don't usurp your authority. Treat people fairly. If you are a tax collector, don't take any more than you should be taxing individuals. Be fair. Prepare the way of the Lord. Vince Lombardi was asked one day, "Vince, what makes for a successful coach?" Vince said, "I have always taught the fundamentals. I've instilled the fundamentals in my team. And if they will give heed to the fundamentals, then they will be a successful team." And so, in closing this homily this morning, I ask you, what is the fruit of Advent for you, for me? What is the fragrance that we want to share with those around us? If you had just one letter to leave your children, what would that letter be? What would it say? As a church, what are the fundamentals that we need to be laying hold to and claiming as our own during this Advent season? John the Baptist said, repent. Make his path straight.